Welcome to Strength for Today, the preaching ministry of the Central Florida Bible Church, an independent, fundamental, non-denominational Bible church in Winter Park, seeking to proclaim the whole counsel of God, to point all to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to do all, as stated in Revelation 1:9, for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our speaker is Central Florida Bible Church's pastor, John Pereira. You may wish to have paper and pen for important information following the message. For more information regarding prior broadcasts and other sermons by Pastor John, please visit our website, www.strengthfortoday.info. That's www.strengthfortoday.info. Now, here is Pastor John proclaiming the strength for today.
Our topic today is Christ, our pattern for living. Undoubtedly, there are several ladies that are listening to our broadcast today that like to sew. And oftentimes when you sew, you'll use a pattern, oftentimes a simplicity pattern. My experience in watching my wife sew is that those simplicity patterns are not always too simple. But it's interesting, you lay everything out and you cut your fabric in accordance with the designated templates that are provided, and you're able to then put the dress together because you've followed a blueprint. Carpenters oftentimes will use yardsticks. I recall back in my college days when I did some remodeling with my older brother to see my way through school, it was my responsibility to cut fairing strips, and we were resurfacing walls and we were nailing fairing strips along the wall so that we would be able to then place the proper paneling and surfacing that we wanted to place there. And as I began to cut the fairing strips, I began to think, you know, I don't have to measure each one of these to 8 foot in length. I think I'll just save time and I'll use the first cut to measure the second one and the second one to measure the third one, and then I'll just use each succeeding piece as a guide to help me to cut the next one. Well, you can imagine, when I began doing that, the piece began growing larger and larger and larger. And then I found out that the only one that really was fitting was the very first one that I had applied the original yardstick measurement to. You know, today, people are using measuring sticks of their own devices. That's why Solomon said in the book of Proverbs, "There's a way that seems right unto man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death." Who is the pattern for your life? Sometimes we'll look to society. Sometimes we'll look to our parents, our background, our peer group. The Word of God says that Jesus Christ is to be the template. He is to be the measuring reed. He is to be the pattern by which we govern and adapt our lives. It's interesting that today there's an absence of preaching on the life of Jesus Christ. And yet the Word of God says in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6, "He that saith he abides in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked." Therefore, in order to find out how we ought to walk, how we ought to please our Father, we need to look to the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's no coincidence today that we see many religious movements humanizing God and yet deifying man. And we've lost sight of what sin is. We've lost sight about the glory of God and His righteousness. Well, today we're going to look at the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to see that Christ is our pattern in all areas of life. and it's my desire that this broadcast might exalt the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, in our hearts and minds. There are six areas in which Jesus Christ is our pattern for living. The first area that I want you to notice in the life of Jesus Christ is Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. God's word reads, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And notice verse 2 of Hebrews 12. "Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Here we find that Jesus Christ is our example of faith. He was willing to endure the present hardship of the cross, and indeed the hardship that was involved in the entire incarnation, limiting himself of the independent exercise of his divine attributes. He came in the form of a servant, and he was willing to endure the rejection and the ridicule and the scorn and even death. He was willing to do all of that. Why? The Word of God says, "Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross." Because he looked down the corridor of time to the eternal benefit of granting us redemption, he was willing to endure the temporary hardship. I want to challenge you today, as you listen to our broadcast, to make the right choices in your life. Make the temporary decisions in your life count for eternity. Christ is our example of faith. And we can even look to others as well in Hebrews chapter 11. It says we're encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Now, I used to interpret this passage as all inhabitants of heaven peering over the wall of heaven, watching me run the Christian life. But actually, the witnesses that are mentioned here are not witnesses of us, but rather they were previous witnesses for God, who have gone on before and run the race that was before them. And now it's our turn to run the race. Let us be witnesses of the Lord, even as those that have gone on before. And then it goes on to say, let's run that race with patience. That's the Greek word agon, where we have the word agony from. The race is a marathon, folks, and we need to see Christ as our pattern of faith. The second area where Christ is our pattern for living is found in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1. In Ephesians 5 and verse 1, God's word reads, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Here we have Jesus Christ lifted up in another passage of Scripture as our example. He's our example in brotherly love. Be followers of God. Be mimickers of God. And it says that we are to walk as Jesus did. In this entire passage of Ephesians chapter 5, we have the phrase walk that is found in three places. Notice in verse 2, we're to walk in love as Jesus did. In verse 8, we're to walk as children of light as Jesus did. And then finally in verse 15, we're to walk circumspectly or carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Christ is our example in brotherly love. Notice it says, walk in love as Christ has loved us. He loved us with an agape love, an unconditional, sacrificial love that reached out to us when we were unlovely, when we were not seeking Him. And He loved us to the end and gave Himself for us. That's the type of love that the Bible says a husband ought to have for his wife. Husbands, love, agape your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. And when we love as Jesus loved, our love will be before the throne of God as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. There are going to be times when it's going to be hard to love. There are going to be times when you're going to be tempted to say, I don't love that person anymore. But you know, in the book of Romans chapter 5, the Word of God says, regarding love, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost that is given unto us. It's a matter of being controlled by the filling of the Holy Spirit and allowing the love of Jesus Christ to flow through us. Christ is our example of brotherly love. And He loved us and gave Himself as an offering unto the Lord. I want you to notice that Jesus Christ is lifted up as an example and a pattern for us in living, not only in faith and brotherly love, but thirdly, according to 1 John chapter 3, He is presented as our example in purity. Our example in purity. In 1 John 3, it says, every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. What hope is being referred to? What hope is it that encourages us to live a life like Jesus did of purity? Well, let's read verses 1 and 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And God's Word tells us about the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God has treated us as friends. He has given us all things that the Father has said unto Him. And we have the knowledge of prophecy. But you know, prophecy is not given to us as God's children to just stuff our heads with facts and truths. Prophecy, properly understood and rightly divided, ought to encourage us to live a life of purity, of purity. For the Word of God says, every man that has this hope in him, the prophetic hope, purifies himself even as he is pure. So our Lord is an example unto us that we ought to seek to please the Lord. We ought not to be isolationists. We ought to go where the people are and reach them for Christ. But we ought never to compromise our testimony or our walk with God. Jesus Christ was a friend of sinners, and he sought to reach people where they were, but he never compromised his testimony, and those with whom he had contact with always knew where he stood, and he loved them and drew them to the Lord. Christ is our example in purity. You know, I oftentimes think of the American flag, which I so dearly love, and the symbol of freedom for which it stands, especially now as our soldiers are found defending our country in Iraq. I remember that right on the day of September the 11th, 2001, I placed the American flag in the front yard of my home. And there's been a flag there ever since. But I noticed several months later that that flag began to fade. But I really wasn't sure that it was that bad. So I just kind of let it continue to wave in the sun, in the South Florida sun. But then I bought another flag, and I looked, and to my shock, the flag had been so badly faded in the 4 or 5 months that it had been out there. And it wasn't until I compared it with a new flag that I realized how much that flag had faded. And you know, it's that way when it comes to our getting used to the ways of the world. We fail to see the pattern, and we allow our spiritual colors to fade to accommodate the friends around us, the colleagues with whom we work, perhaps even church members that we may look at, even so-called spiritual leaders. But Jesus Christ is the one whose colors will never fade. He'll never let us down. He'll always be the one to whom we look to determine what our colors ought to be. And he is our pattern of faith. He's our example in brotherly love. And he's our example in purity. But I want you to notice a fourth area that our Lord is lifted up as an example for us. He's an example to us, a pattern for us in the area of suffering. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, the Bible says, "For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. Did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously." The Word of God reminds us that Christ is our example of suffering. Oftentimes when we suffer in this life, it becomes an occasion for us to sin, an occasion for us to lash back at those that are causing suffering for us. But the Word of God says our Savior, when he was reviled, he reviled not again. Oftentimes, the true metal, the true litmus test of our walk with God is what does it take to bring out the worst in us. You know, there's the teabag theology, as I call it. Sometimes the Lord has to put us through some hot water to really reveal what's in us. And oftentimes God in his plan and purpose allows us to go through hot water because he wants to demonstrate to us that there are things in our hearts that need to go. Pockets of rebellion that are present in our lives that have not submitted to the Lord. Even as I speak, our American soldiers are isolating pockets of insurrection in Iraq and in the city of Baghdad. Well, how so? There are pockets of rebellion areas of our lives that we have not yielded to the Lordship of Christ in our lives. And often it takes suffering to bring it out. But let's remember our Savior. When He was reviled, He reviled not again. When He suffered, He didn't threaten, but rather He committed Himself to Him that judges righteously. And that was God, who had a plan and a purpose of redemption through Him as the Lamb of God. Aren't you glad that He was willing to go through all that He did to provide salvation's plan for you? Well, the Word of God says we also, through much tribulation, will enter into the kingdom of God. And God has called us also to suffer with our Savior. And we know that as His children that have trusted in Christ as personal Savior, if our cup is that of suffering, we know that we also have the promise that the best is yet to come, and we will also reign with Him. Christ is our pattern in suffering. I want you to notice in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, and verse 5, that Christ is our pattern in a fifth area. Christ is our pattern in self-sacrifice. The Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." How was He our pattern in self-sacrifice? He was willing to leave the ivory palaces and the mansions of heaven to occupy a manger. It says, "Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but He made Himself of no reputation, took upon Himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." To Jesus Christ, death was an obedience. For us, death is a necessity, as it's appointed unto man, once to die, and after that, the judgment. But our Lord's death was an obedience to His Heavenly Father, and no man took His life. He yielded up His life for us as a sweet-smelling savor. Christ, our pattern in self-sacrifice. What sacrifice are you going through for the kingdom of heaven's sake? I assure you, it is nothing compared to what Jesus went through for us. There's a sixth area in which our Savior is an example in Christian living. Our Savior is an example for us in Christian conduct. Christian conduct. It says in verse 8, "Being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Our Savior is our pattern. Will you look to Jesus Christ as your pattern? He's our pattern in faith. He's our example and pattern in brotherly love. He's our pattern in purity. He's our pattern in whatever suffering we might go through, whatever self-sacrifice. He's our pattern in Christian conduct as well. Some years ago, a terrible railroad accident occurred. Many people were killed. A commuter train had stalled on the tracks just a few minutes before a fast freight was due to arrive. A conductor was quickly sent to flag down the approaching train. Being assured that all was well, the passengers relaxed. Suddenly, however, the speeding freight came bearing down upon them, and the crash left a terrible scene of horror. The engineer of the second train, who escaped death by jumping from the cab, was called into court to explain why he hadn't stopped. "Well, I saw a man waving a warning flag, but it was yellow, so I thought he just wanted me to slow down. When the flag was produced and examined in the courtroom, the mystery was very easily explained. You see, the flag had been red, but because of long exposure to the sun and the weather, it had become a dirty yellow. Oh, what a costly mistake. I ask you, child of God, have you allowed your colors to fade? Have you allowed your testimony to fade, where others who need so desperately to see the Lord Jesus Christ are no longer seeing the presence of Jesus as vividly as they should? God's Word says if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. I challenge you today, as a child of God, follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you're listening to my voice today and you've never come to Jesus Christ as personal Savior, you'll never be able to follow the pattern of Jesus, because you do not possess the life force of the Spirit of God within your heart. Until you come to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, having repented of your sins. And what you first need to do is come in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ, who shed His blood and died on the cross and provided salvation for you. Won't you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Repent of your sins. Call upon Him. You have the promise that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In a few moments, you'll hear instruction as to how you can get in touch with Central Florida Bible Church and our Strength for Today Bible broadcast. We're here prepared to help you in your newfound faith. Will you not contact us? And we'll be glad to provide helpful literature, helpful tapes to help you to get started right in the Christian life. And for those of you that do know Christ, that have not been walking with the bright colors of faith that God would have you to, look to Jesus. Get in touch with us. We'd love to pray with you and for you, that you might be able to grow in the Christian life. And if you don't have a church home of your own, visit with us this coming Lord's Day. We'll be glad to be able to meet you personally and encourage you in the things of God. Be assured, the best is yet to come.
Thank you for tuning in to Strength for Today, the radio preaching ministry of the Central Florida Bible Church that meets in the Goldenrod Station, located in Winter Park, just 3 traffic lights east of Cimarron Boulevard at the intersection of Aloma and Palmetto. For more information about Central Florida Bible Church, to comment on the broadcast, to request a complimentary copy of today's message, or to listen to some of the other 500 messages by Pastor John, please visit our website, www.strengthfortoday.info. That's www.strengthfortoday.info. Or you may call Pastor John Pereira at 407-656-9683. That's 407-656-9683. This is Charles Schaeff inviting you to come and worship with us tomorrow at the 10 a.m. Bible study classes for all ages and the 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. preaching services. Our prayer service is Wednesday at 7 p.m. May the Lord richly bless you as you go forth to serve Him.